The Seesaw South semifinal tilted back in Okotoks' direction on Wednesday. One night after being dogged by a tough start, the Okotoks Oilers reversed course in Game 4 and rode a 3-goal opening frame to a 3-2 victory over the Brooks Bandits March 29 in front of 1,569 supporters at the Okotoks Centennial Arenas to even the second-round AJHL playoff series at 2-2. "Last time we had a tough start and we wanted to make sure this game we got the crowd into it early," said Oilers forward Zeth Kindrichuk. "The fans have done such a great job supporting us, we wanted to get them buzzing and use that to our advantage early." For the second night in a row, the Bandits struck early. Kalen Fitzpatrick converted from the bumper spot on the man advantage at the midway point of the opening stanza. This time, Okotoks countered almost immediately and Jagger Tapper came close with his toe drag and wrist shot only being denied by the post. Constant pressure from the Connor Hellier, Sam Huck and Zeth Kindrichuk line eventually paid off with the latter converting on a third rebound opportunity in the slot. "I missed one early on in the shift and was kind of upset at myself for that one," Kindrichuk said. "I had to make up for that one. Huck had a nice shot to create a rebound for me and it took me a few tries, but eventually it went in." Huck would add to the advantage with his shot from behind the net bouncing off outstretched Brooks netminder Ethan Barwick and into the net. Ty Yoder rounded out the 3-goal frame for Okotoks, creating separation to unload his patented wrist shot with just 22 seconds left in the period. The second period largely saw the ice tilted in Okotoks' favor, with territorial dominance while keeping the visitors to just 4 shots. In the third, Brooks pushed to get within one goal when Heath Armstrong's spinning wrist shot found its way past a screened Parker Sacka. But that's as close as they would get as Okotoks held on for its second 3-2 win of the series. "We've had a lot of games this year that have come down to the final minute, so that experience really helps us right now," Kindrichuk said. "Probably no one really thought that we would be here, split, to begin the series, so it's nice that we can prove ourselves. But nothing's been done yet, it's still a 7-game series." Game 5 of the series is Friday, March 31 at the Brooks Centennial Arena. Okotoks will host Game 6 on Sunday, April 2. If the series goes the distance, Game 7 would be April 4 in Brooks. For more information, visit okotoksoilers.ca. Series schedule. Game 1, March 24. Okotoks at Brooks. Bandits win 3-2. Game 2, March 25. Okotoks at Brooks. Oilers win 3-2. Game 3, March 28. Brooks at Okotoks. Bandits win 5-2. Game 4, March 29. Brooks at Okotoks. Oilers win 3-2. Game 5, March 31. Okotoks at Brooks. Game 6, April 2. Brooks at Okotoks. Game 7, April 4. Okotoks at Brooks.